After a long absence, Mel Gibson returns to the screen as an actor in the new film Edge of Darkness. It's a conspiracy thriller in which a Boston police detective sets out to solve his daughter's murder. The film is co-written by William Monahan, who wrote The Departed, and directed by Martin Campbell, who cast Daniel Craig as James Bond in Casino Royale. Film critic David Edelstein has this review.
Here's Mel Gibson as a Boston police detective shambling onto the screen in Edge of Darkness for the first time in nearly a decade. And it's hard for us, and probably harder for him, to shake off that decade's effects. He became one of the richest men in Hollywood, but also a pariah. He proved as director of The Passion of the Christ and Apocalypto to be an amazing, at times visionary filmmaker, but with an inner life that seemed so primitive and paranoid that his vision bordered on barbaric. The years now show in his face, which isn't so much wrinkled as creviced. His breeziness is gone. He's stripped down to pure, righteous anger. His rage is never far from the surface. Gibson's Thomas Craven loses his only daughter early in Edge of Darkness, and that's not a spoiler. It fuels everything that follows. The loss is grisly and shocking and launches the detective on a winding trail that leads to a nuclear power facility that might or might not have a weapons program and might or might not be connected to shadowy government elements. Danny Houston plays its head. He's tall and unctuous and crisply tailored and carries ghoulish traces of the vampire lord he played in 30 Days of Night. He has a laughably sleek office atop the well-guarded power plant with huge windows overlooking the Connecticut River. As everyone keeps telling Craven, he's in over his head. Black sedans with tinted windows follow him as he beats up people his daughter encountered in the last year of her life. He always starts polite, but in the face of evasions, he's apt to get mean. He tells the people he's beating up he has nothing left to lose. The movie has a wild card. Ray Winstone as some kind of independent contractor and maybe assassin who, for some reason, reaches out to Craven instead of rubbing him out. They sit on the bank of Boston Harbor and get personal.
If I was an employee at Northmore, and I wanted to blow the whistle on something, what would I be blowing the whistle on? When it's take a walk and we can talk about it.
I'm not walking in the dark with you.
You're a wise man.
You're on my side.
Well, it's hard to tell.
What's that like? Not being anyone in particular.
I don't know what it means to have lost a child, but I know what it means never to have had one.
Yeah. Got nobody left to bury you.
You might have been surprised at Gibson's South Boston accent, which takes some getting used to, but is less annoying than most of the casts in Mystic River. He's very good. But then, he's always been good. And his role in Edge of Darkness isn't so much a departure as a grim distillation of what he did before. In a score of movies, too many to list, the formula comes down to MMM, make Mel mad. Make him say, "You killed my child. You killed my wife. You killed my child and my wife. You killed my dog." Craven's daughter's mother is never mentioned. It's like a virgin birth by the dad. Craven has visions of his daughter after she dies, both as a little girl and all grown up. They might be delusional, but I think in the end, they're meant to be real. She has crossed over, as they say, but isn't gone. For all the mysticism and anti-military industrial complex speechifying, Edge of Darkness is still your basic meathead revenge picture. On its own debased terms, though, it works like gangbusters. Director Martin Campbell, coming off Casino Royale, has a style that's blunt and bruising. The shootings are what violence mavens call wet, that is, splattery. And every time you see a door or a window, you're primed for a shotgun blast or explosion, an unbelievably loud one, so you're always on edge. The audience I saw it with went nuts with joy whenever Gibson taunted a bad guy, and hyper nuts when he blew one away. Gibson is a professed Christian with an Old Testament fury, or maybe the fury of Revelations. Anything for an excuse to not turn the other cheek.
David Edelstein is film critic for New York Magazine.